time to cinch up, pull your hat down, and ride with the Native Cowgirl Podcast. Here's your host, Cheyenne Wilson.
Hey, hey, welcome to episode 8. I am super excited to be here with you today, and I got up super early this morning to do this podcast, and who knows, it probably, you can hear it in my voice. I'm one of those husky-voiced people in the morning, so just decided I'd come right in here and get this cracked out for the day, right? Like, get it done. And also, I've got my window open, and the meadowlarks have joined me for this episode, so hope you don't mind them peeking in a little bit with their cheerful little song. But I wanted to continue my multiple streams of income talk from the last episode. And I mentioned that I would go into detail about how I began this business of mine and my journey a little bit. So that's what I'm going to do today. To be honest with you, I certainly was not looking for an opportunity or a business or even really a product, to be honest with you. What happened for me was I mentioned in the last podcast that after 7 years, I had stopped my Cowgirl Swank business. I had sold a tiny portion of it and basically just stopped the rest. And that happened in September of 2014, and I definitely wasn't looking for anything. I was kind of honestly scrolling through Facebook one morning, and I happened to see this picture of a girl friend who I had grown up with, but we weren't like bosom buddies or really close friends or anything like that. You know how it is. You grew up with someone and you're friends with them. Like, they went to the same school you went to. You've known them forever. You know their family. That was the scenario. And I saw this picture of her and she looked great. And she was talking about energy. And at that time in my life, I had turned 40 and I literally, oh my gosh, I couldn't figure out what was going on with me. I was waking up and I was trudging to the coffee pot every morning. I was drinking, I know I drank a pot of coffee a day. And of course, I was putting cream and sugar in it. And I always liked a little coffee with my cream and sugar, if you get my drift. And then by mid-afternoon, I was dragging. So then I would switch over to caffeinated cola. I think I drank Coca-Cola was my poison of choice back then, and I truly believe that it's poison. You won't find me drinking soda these days. I haven't for 7 years. So what I honestly thought about when she said that was, number one, I had gained weight since the birth of my child. I was 35 when I had him, so here I was at 40, and I just didn't have the energy anymore. And because I didn't have the energy, I was sitting more, you know, like we work all day long out here on the ranch, but when the opportunity came, I was running for the couch or my recliner, sitting around watching TV and doing whatever. And I also started having cravings. I have always liked sugar, carbs, baked goods, all that stuff. And I mean, I had dieted on and off my whole life, you guys. It started when I was 12 years old. I went on my first diet, and that's a conversation for another day. But I had done a lot of different things. I had done Weight Watchers. I had done the Scarsdale diet. I'd done Jenny Craig. The list goes on and on. And I honestly was so disappointed in the whole weight loss part of life that I literally had just quit giving a damn, to be honest with you. I don't know how else to say it other than that. You know that song, like, give a damn is busted? Well, yeah, that was pretty much where I was at. But I knew the secret to me getting more done in life, and even in terms of losing a few pounds, was in getting up and doing more. So therefore, energy. And those are the words that jumped out at me from my friend's post. So I immediately messaged her and I said, hey, what is this all about? And just so you guys know, I am not going to talk about the company I'm with or the product that I take, simply because of issues that I, well, compliance issues. Let's just talk about it that way. I'm not going to talk about it that way. If you want to know more about what I'm talking about, you are more than welcome to reach out to me. You can get a hold of me. My website has my email. It has all of that stuff. And so you're able to reach out and contact me at any time if you're interested in what I'm talking about. So just so I clarify that. Long story short, though, she answered me back, and what she said, the words were golden. I was like, oh my gosh, this sounds amazing. And so I paid her $25 for this sample, and it came in the mail. And I'll be honest with you, I did not read the directions. I didn't do it correctly, and it was super simple, truthfully, so simple. And I don't even know what my problem was back then, but I didn't read the directions. I don't know what I thought. I'd just do it my own way and it would be fine, and it was not. And I hated it, and I threw it in the garbage. Yes, I paid $25 for it. Yes, I threw it in the garbage. So I remember her following up with me, and she's like, oh, what did you think of it? And I was like, no, I'm not interested in this. This is junk. I'm not doing this. And that is what I said. In fact, I told my husband that I didn't like it. I thought it was terrible. A friend of mine came to visit, and she's like, found a little bit of it laying on the counter or something. And she's like, oh, what is this? And I was like, oh, that's garbage. Like, yeah, no, let's not even go there. And I look back at myself now, and I'm like, what in the heck was my malfunction? Like, what? If I could give people a crystal ball of what this is, you know, and they would just follow the easy steps, it would be like, hello, come on now. So there I was, my hands crossed over my chest, you know, kind of that stance where you're like, don't touch me, don't talk to me, don't tread on me kind of thing. That's where I was at. So my friend left me alone, and 5 months went by. And I had been competing at the Women's Ranch Rodeo World Finals in Loveland, Colorado that year. And I'll just say it the way it is. I'm one of the older cowgirls that competes. I was 40 at the time, and there's all these 20-year-olds and even some 30-year-olds running around. But there's only like one or two gals that were older than me there. And I don't know how they felt, but I'll tell you what, I love women's ranch rodeos, but they will do some damage on your body. And when we went to leave the world finals, I felt so beaten up. And I remember we stopped for fuel, and I went to get out of the pickup, and no offense to anyone, but I always call this my old man slide is what I called it. But we have a big, you know, big Ford ton pickup, crew cab, whatever. And you go to get out, and I'm short, I'm 5'3". So I kind of either have to step up to get into it or whatever. I was so stiff and sore that I literally had to kind of like hang over the edge and slide down. So hence the old man slide. And it's probably not very funny. My dad's like, that's not funny to talk about like that. I was like, I'm sorry. It's just a phrase. So I got out of the pickup, and I was so stiff and sore. And I thought, oh my gosh, what am I going to feel like tomorrow? And fast forward to let you know, it took me a week, and it started to take me a week to recover. So I knew I needed to do something for my body because I was full of aches and discomforts. I just didn't feel good anymore. And I was not waking up out of bed good. And I was waking up, you know, things are bad when you wake up out of bed sore, like, come on, you know, you don't jump out of bed excited anymore. You're just like dreading the day because of how it starts. So that's where I was. And I remember I got back in the pickup, we fueled up, headed home, and I was on Facebook, my husband was driving, and there was a cowgirl friend of mine that had been there that weekend, and her horse had fallen down pretty much on her, and she had gotten up and went right back to doing what they're doing, and she had made a post on Facebook, and she's like, oh my gosh, I've had this thing happen this weekend, and I started taking this product, and I'll tell you what, I am a huge believer. Because I feel amazing. She goes, I thought I was going to be in bed, you know, not able to move. And here I am feeling amazing. And that had happened the day before. And I literally sat there and my eyes were just bulged out of my head. And she named the product. And it was the product that I had tried that was junk, that I thought was junk. And I really had an eye-opening moment then. And I was like, I knew in my heart I hadn't given it an honest try. Why? I don't know. I don't know why I did that. But that was the thing. And there were three things that I had to do with this product. And one of them was drinking something. And I have a huge complex about that. Give me all the pills. I'll take a pill. I don't mind that. That's not a problem. But drinking something, I'm not doing that, right? Like I had done SlimFast, like remember my diets I mentioned, you know, there's MetaFast, there's all these things. And I literally had to drink my food. And no, I'm not doing that again. Well, I didn't even read the directions to understand that it's all vitamins. It's not food. You eat your food, you take this first, then you go eat. So duh, I really seriously questioned my thought process back then. But long story short, messaged my friend and I just said, look, I know that I was quick to judge, but I am desperate. I feel terrible. I've gained even more weight. I'm just tired. I'm so stiff and sore. Like, can I try this again? And she said, yes, you certainly can. She was very nice to me, but she just said, I'm going to be honest with you. You shouldn't try this again unless you're willing to slow down enough to read the directions and follow the steps, the simple steps, just follow them. And so at that point, I was desperate and I just said, okay, yes, I will do that. So I did it. It came to me in the mail and I got it and I started the very next day. And what do you know? I don't even know how to describe this, but it was in the fall and we were feeding cattle and we were out caking our cows and I had taken the product that morning. And I literally, it was like 9:30 in the morning and I looked out the window of our caking pickup and I swear to you that everything was brighter. Like colors were more vivid and it was just, I don't know how to describe it. And I know people talk about the placebo effect and wanting it to work and all that jazz, but honestly, I felt something and I felt something pretty dang amazing. Now, I'm not saying that it's going to happen that way for everybody. And maybe it was a little placebo. I don't know. Whatever it was enough to make me super excited to get on the phone with her and figure out how to keep going on this stuff because I just was so desperate to feel better and nothing I had tried had worked. And so I literally gave up my coffee that day because let's face it, living in a caffeinated state, over caffeinated state, I should say, is not a good place to be. It really is it's a diuretic. It's not that great for you. I'm not bashing coffee. I love coffee. I still drink coffee. But I drink decaf and I drink one cup a day. And you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't need that. Our bodies actually need water more than anything. And a lot of us aren't drinking adequate water. I'm sorry, but 64 ounces a day just isn't enough. You know, 8 glasses of water a day. Oh, BS. I'm sorry, but that's how I feel about it. I strive daily to drink a minimum of 100 ounces of water. And I really, really try hard to get a gallon in. Now that's hard in the wintertime, but I try and I have a certain water thing that goes with me everywhere. It's aluminum and it keeps my water cold and I like cold water, but if it wasn't cold, I'd still be drinking it. And yes, some days I have to force myself, but that is a fact of life and it's how your body flushes out toxins. And we can get more into that. And this topic is why I decided to go on and get my health coach certification. And you may not even know that I have my health coach certification and I have for a couple of years now. But I look back at the old me and all the things I was doing wrong for my body, expecting it to be the 20-year-old version of myself, which I look at my 12-year-old son and the things that he can consume and it just doesn't even affect him. And like candy, for instance, all that sugar. And we try not to have that stuff around. So when we go to town, if he wants a soda with his drink, with his dinner, he can have that. Or if he wants a candy bar once in a while, that's fine, you know, but we don't live around with tons of candy and junk in the house, quite frankly, because we don't need it. And it's just there and you know it's there and you don't even want it unless it's in the house. So I don't know, I kind of got off on a tangent there. But anyway, back to the product. I knew that I needed something to help me, but I just didn't know what it was. And like I had said, I was not looking for this. I wasn't scouring the internet for the next miracle product. In fact, that's probably why I didn't follow the directions in the beginning, because I was rolling my eyes like, oh gosh, I have to do this and geez, and which is so silly. But I was so tired of people making empty promises to me and saying, oh, this product will change your life and da 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 da. And then you'd get it and it was like, it wasn't that way. Now, yes, I've said that over the years to people because I believe that this product does have that opportunity to do for you. But everybody's experience is a little bit different with things, right? Like I know, for instance, let's talk about drinking. I know women who can drink 6 beers and not be fazed. And if I drank 2, I'd be slurring my words. So everybody is different. And what affects one person in one way won't affect you in the same way. So let me just get that out of the way first. And I was delighted when I felt a little something. And I was excited, like I said, enough to get on the phone with my friend. And I was like, what is this? What is, you know, how do I get going? And so she explained it to me. And I chose to join as a brand promoter. Number one, because it was free. I didn't have to do anything. Because I said, well, what if nothing happens? Like, what if people roll their eyes and they're just like, yeah, whatever. You know, she's like, nothing. Nothing. Like, you don't have to sell every month. Like you don't have to do anything here, but it's free to join. You order what you want, when you want, you get the lowest price, yada, yada. You don't have to keep inventory. Everything we do is cloud-based or on the computer. It's online. You run your business through your smartphone. You can use social media, which is, you know, obviously for all of us, that's a free network that we can use. You're really just talking to your friends, your family, your inner circle, that sort of thing. And then, you know, when you're meeting new people, that's how you talk about it. And so I was like, well, hey, if I don't have to do anything, who knows where it's going to go? And so that's why I dove into this. In honesty, I didn't dive into this because I knew I was going to be successful, or I knew it was going to grow like it did, or any of that. I just took a chance on something. And I'm also a type of person that when I decide something, I'm not going to go into it lightly. I think I've spoke up before on this podcast about me diving into the deep end of the pool. I do that all the time. Most of the time it ends up pretty good. Sometimes it doesn't, but in this case, it ended up very good. But I signed up, I got ordered, I took forever for my product to get here. And this is the honest truth. So FedEx is a nightmare, and I am not a fan of the company at all. I think they do a terribly shoddy job, but we do not have 911 addresses out here on the reservation. And so in order to find us, we actually were friends with our old UPS man, meaning he isn't the UPS man anymore. But FedEx, and he could find our place fine, but FedEx, it's a different driver just about all the time. It's usually like contracted out. So it's some guy driving some vehicle and he's trying to deliver packages. It's a real nightmare. So in order for me to get my package, I literally had to drive 100 miles to Rapid City to get my own package that came in the mail. And it was really, really late in the game. And I say late in the game because in the first 2 weeks of our business, you can earn big bonuses. I mean, pretty big bonuses. And I really wanted those. I mean, I had gotten on the phone with my friend's sponsor and she told me all about it and how she had had success. And I was like, well, hey, it's November and Christmas is coming. But I talked earlier about that one paycheck a year. And if there was a way that I could hustle a little bit and make a little extra money, I wanted to do that so that I could give our son a really great Christmas without digging into the cow money, right? So that is what I did. And I dug in hard and I was excited about it. And I just started talking about it to people and I was loving my results. And honestly, in the first couple of months, I had lost 25 pounds. That was without trying to. Let me say that, because remember, I did not order this product thinking it was going to be a diet product. I ordered this product because I wanted more energy. Well, my thinking was right back then. With more energy, I would be sitting around less. I would be doing more. I actually started purposely walking, like working out. I love to walk. The other thing was, though, is that my cravings really diminished. Like they were gone. I did not crave sweets. I didn't crave carbs. I actually was wanting more fruits and veggies and salads and things like that. And so you can imagine, common sense wise, if you stop eating junk and you start eating healthy and you're moving more, well, hey, what's going to happen? And feeling good, like literally sleeping amazing and waking up feeling refreshed and ready to go for the day. I mean, I was jumping out of bed excited each day, and that was so unbelievable to me. So of course, I was going to shout off the rooftop about this product to every single person that I could think of, because who wouldn't want to feel the same way, right? I mean, we share things because we are excited about them. Like for instance, let's say you saw a new movie and you loved it. You're going to tell people about it, right? Maybe not everybody, but maybe your inner circle. Maybe you ate at a great new restaurant and you want to share your experience with people. Maybe you love a certain brand of vehicle and you just love the new pickup you got or whatever, and there's reasons why. Well, you're going to tell people about it. So there's just different ways of doing things. And those are just a couple of examples, but I think you get it, right? And you see people all the time nowadays on social media and they're, what is that word? Influencers. And I have to tell you guys, influencers, that word grates me. I don't know why. It does. I don't consider myself an influencer, but I see people doing this and I must be old. I just must be old. I'm almost 50, right? So I'll be 48 here pretty soon in a couple months. And it's like, I don't know why I keep saying I'm almost 50. I still have 2 years to go, but I just, I'm in a different age bracket and there's just some things that I just don't dig. And that's one of them. But you are influential in your circle of friends. So I will say that we are all influencers if you want to know the truth. And I guess companies know that about us, you know, like that's why they have commercials, because they're trying to influence you on TV and radio. But the best influence, I think, comes from a friend, a family member, a neighbor, an acquaintance, whatever it is. And I see it all the time on social media, whether you're talking about horse equipment, or maybe there's some new vaccine out for cattle and people have used it and they've gotten great results and whatever. We rely on the human aspect of this. You know, we don't want some fake ad telling us what to do or whatever. We're going to ask somebody that we trust and know. And that's humanity. That is how we are about things. So what better way to find out about something new or try something new than from somebody you know or consider a friend, like on social media? So that's where I'm going with this. And I'm kind of getting a little bit off track, but back to what happened for me. So I started sharing, obviously, with my inner circle, my friends. I did hit the bonuses in the beginning, and I actually earned the next amazing bonus, which was actually something to do with the vehicle you drive. And I did that in 23 days, and I literally sat there in shock. Now, one of the things I'm going to tell you guys is that this was not all sunshine and roses. My husband at first couldn't believe what was happening. And it was hard for me to believe too, but I was hearing all the things. I was on calls, I was talking to people, I was doing things. So it was believable for me. Now, my husband, the cowboy rancher, he's like, what? They're going to give you money to get a car? Like, come on, that's not real. That's not real. Well, yeah, it is real. And he just didn't believe it. So he was talking to me and he was worried. And I get it. He was worried that I was, you know, getting into something that wasn't, you know, legit and maybe a little shady. Like, he didn't know. And that's not the case, obviously. But he said, okay, well, if you earn that bonus for the next 3 months, then we'll talk about getting a vehicle. 2 months in, I got my vehicle. And it wasn't that I talked him over or anything, or I like just went against his will. That wasn't what happened. It was that the business absolutely exploded from there. And the reason it did is because it's a networking thing. So you're networking with people, you're talking to your friends, they're talking to their friends, then they're talking to their friends. And it's like a spider web effect. So you might think to yourself, when it comes to a business or when it comes to a network marketing business, well, I don't think I could have much success because I don't really know a lot of people. That is false. And I want to tell you that up front. You are short, or selling yourself short, let's say that. Because if you know 10 people, they each know 10 people who they each know 10 people. You catch my drift? So that whole 6 degrees of separation thing is so true. And we know more people than we give ourselves credit for. And if you are an honest person and you're out there wanting to help people and you're just sharing from your heart, that is what matters most. And last episode, I said, you know, don't go through social media and roll your eyes. And, you know, if somebody's passionately talking about something, I don't mean selling and, you know, being ridiculous about it. Like I talked about the used car salesman. I don't mean that. But I mean, if somebody's talking about how they lost 20 pounds, you know, using this product, or maybe this skincare changed their life, or maybe they love their cookware and it just makes things so much easier for them in the kitchen. Those kinds of things is what I'm talking about. But the reality is what we don't know is how much that can actually change their lives financially and their family. You know, everybody has a family of some sort. And so that's why they're doing what they're doing. But I'm going to kind of lump all the rest of this story kind of into a short segment, simply because I don't want to keep dragging these podcasts out to half hour or longer. So I am simply going to tell you that my journey with this business and this product has been nothing short of miraculous to me. Again, I live in the middle of nowhere, literally nowhere, 60 miles to the nearest grocery store. I live in the poorest per capita place in the United States, the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. I had no experience in a business like this before. I was not established. I knew people, but I knew nothing about the product. Like, I dove into this totally, I mean, on a whim, because I wanted more energy. And literally, you guys, it completely changed our lives. And I say that because it changed our lives physically first with the product. Mentally, I mean, I got such mental clarity and I feel so good and I was just so grateful and happy, and it just changed everything. Spiritually, like, I'm dead serious. I literally have been able to know the Lord more. I don't know why. I can't explain it. It's like I had this whole complete recharge, I guess, if you want to call it. And then the last part of that is financially. Completely changed our lives. And I mean, I'm not going to go into the details of all of it, but I will tell you guys this. In 6.5 years in the business, my team and I have sold $26 million of product over $26 million in product, I should say. And I do keep track. I keep track monthly because I'm so thrilled at how we've been able to do this, at how many lives have been changed. And the stories, you guys, I mentioned last time that I'm in the story business. And to be able to do something like this from the middle of nowhere, I don't have to go anywhere. I can work from my phone or my computer. I get to talk to amazing people every single day. And I'm a part of an amazing tribe of entrepreneurs. We are simply trying to better ourselves through helping other people better themselves. And we are in the story business. And that is the most exciting thing that I think of ever for me. I never saw an opportunity like this coming through my door. And you know how they say opportunity knocks? Well, it only knocks for so long, guys. And if something is knocking at your door, you really should open it and investigate it a little bit and kind of see what that's all about. Don't roll your eyes and make fun and whatever, because you just never know. I mean, if somebody else is out there having success with this, and this is how I thought about it. My friend was having major success with this. I knew her. I knew where she came from. I knew her family. I knew her. And I was like, if she can do this, so can I. Like, that is the attitude we want to have with things, not judging others, not feeling like, oh, well, they lucked out or, well, you know, whatever. And I've seen something on social media lately that's like, yeah, you see this person and you think overnight success. Well, in reality, it's more like a 10-year overnight success. And that is the truth. We can't judge people on what we see right now. Maybe somebody, a mom has this rocking athletic body and you're like, wow, it must be nice. Well, yeah, it must be nice, but I'm sure she's working her booty off to get that, right? Like, she's making choices and she's being disciplined and she's not eating ho-hos and sitting on the couch all day. Like, you know, so, I mean, okay, I got myself there. That kind of made me laugh. But it's the truth. You know, we always look at people as human beings and we think, wow, that must be nice. Or geez, you know, she has good genes or whatever. And yes, sometimes people do have good genes. But I'm telling you, you can create anything you want in life. You just have to decide that that's what you want. And you have to open the door when opportunity is knocking. And you can't judge something that you know nothing about. Say network marketing, for instance. So that is my big plug for network marketing and for why I'm forever grateful for that. And one last thing I will say is we do have a top rank in our company. And I was blessed to reach that top rank in 6 months with this company, along with my team, because I did not do this alone. It teamwork makes the dream work. And that is the honest to goodness truth. But the one thing that I did with this that, you know, I always call it a side gig and whatever, that's not really the truth, because it really became my main thing and my main focus. So I have always treated this like a job, not a hobby. It is my job to help change people's lives, to help create a new story, to help someone's story go a little further. I don't treat this like a hobby, because if you do, if you treat your side gig or your whatever like a hobby, it's going to grow like a hobby. It's going to pay like a hobby. It's going to feel like a hobby. But if you turn around and treat this business seriously, like it's your job, who knows what will happen, what will unfold for you. I'm not saying that every story is a success. And I mean, I'm forever grateful that my story has been a success. I was extremely blessed to become one of the top 70 in the company to earn the millionaire award. And that doesn't mean a million in sales. That meant $1 million in commissions. And a lot of people, I was very embarrassed to talk about that for a long time, because I always felt like people would be like, wow, where's your mountain of money? I'm like, well, if you know anything about the ranching world, you know that $1 million really isn't much in the ranching world at all. And it's embarrassing almost to say that we've come to that in this world. But I'm extremely proud of the fact that my team, you know, has created such success for themselves and for other people as well. Success meaning success in feeling fantastic and in being able to go to the grocery store and buy groceries without looking at your checkbook balance, without worried that your debit card will decline or that your credit card is maxed out, like the simple things in that, like being able to pay that car payment every month without worrying and being able to pay your mortgage without worrying, right? Like there's less worry. We are creating stories to create happiness and satisfaction in people's lives. And that is what I get to do every single day. So I'm going to end this here, and I am done talking about this subject, guys. I don't want to turn this podcast into my network marketing business podcast. I really wanted to talk about ranch life and all of that, but it may get sprinkled in throughout. And the reason for that is because that's who I am. I'm the native cowgirl. I live in the middle of nowhere. I love to write. I love to take pictures. And I love to help people change their stories. And that is what I do. That is who I am. I'm forever blessed and grateful that I found this business and it's my jam, you know? So I encourage you to go after whatever sets your soul on fire and do it with reckless abandon, meaning don't care so much about what people think. Do it to help yourself, do it to help your family, and always know that when you're listening to your inner voice, your heart, you will be a happier person because of that. And don't give up on the things that you are passionate about. Don't give up easily. This will be hard. Things will be hard in life. But if it's worthwhile to you and you keep trucking through and you are coachable and teachable and you're constantly learning and trying to be better, that's going to make you a better person all around. And again, don't treat it like a hobby. If you want to be in business doing this, then work it like a bona fide business. And it will pay you back as such. So with that, I hope you guys learned something new today. Again, if you're ever interested in anything I'm talking about, whether it's the products or the business, or you want to peek at what that looks like, hey, all you got to do is message me. You can reach me at thenativecowgirl@gmail.com through an email. You can message me on my Facebook or Instagram pages. And I'd love to tell you a little bit more. That's just kind of the overview of my story. And believe me, there's 7 years of no's, there's 7 years of rejection, there's 7 years of working through, getting, you know, mentored from other people and learning. And this was not an easy road. I will say that too. But anything worthwhile really isn't easy, is kind of where I've come from in my life and knowing. So I hope you guys understand what that means. And I hope you guys have a great rest of your week. And I will look forward to talking to you next week. And I'm looking forward to having some guests on here pretty soon. So bear with me while we get that all figured out. And I'll talk to you then. Take care.
Thank you for listening to the Native Cowgirl Podcast. Please take some time to rate and review this podcast. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode.